your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match. Because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too.
Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/play for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/play. That's match.com/play. Match.com.
Back at the Lions' end, Mountain Home getting their last-second instructions from Coach Josh Fulcher and Assistant Coach Brad Morris. The Searcy is just finishing announcing their starting lineups, and we're getting ready to get started. David Waymire will jump center for Mountain Home, and for Searcy, it will be Tristan Alcorn trying to win the tip. As we are about ready to get this game underway. And Mountain Home looking to bounce back after suffering their first district loss this past Friday night to Greenbrier. That was Sweetheart World tonight. And we're about ready to get underway. This ball is up in the air, and the tip is controlled by Searcy. They'll be moving right to left in this first half. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes to Branch, now to Ashantino. Up top now with Alcorn over on the right side. Now goes to Hicks. Hicks is dribbling down towards the lane. Now kicks it up top to Branch. Branch goes down towards the lane. His layup is blocked. Now Tom comes up with the ball. Ben throws it into the front court to Bashirs. To Cruz near the left corner. He drills out a little more to the wing. Gives up top to Ben, who's going to set up the offense. Searcy looks like in a 2-3 zone to start. Peters throws it across court to Bashirs. Back up top to Benton now. Over to Bashirs on the left side. Down to Cruz just outside the paint. Now kicks out to Peters on the right side. Up top to Benton. Back it to Peters on the right. Peters going down into lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. The rebound is controlled by the Lions. Here's Branch into the front court. He'll give it to Ashantino on the right wing. Up top to Alcorn. Over the left side to Hicks. Hicks is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is going to be controlled by Mountain Home, and an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Searcy. That is going to be on Scott Ashantino. That is his first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Lions. A little over a minute into this contest. No score as of yet. Here is Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbles toward the right side. Finds Waymire just outside the paint. Now kicks it out to Peters in the corner. His three-pointer, good! Mountain Home strikes first on a three from Colton Peters. Just under a minute and a half into this contest. Ball goes to Ashantino on the right side. Now he's going to give it up top to right. His three-pointer from long range, good. And we're down it up at three all. Here's Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Over on the left side goes to Bashirs. Now to Cruz in the corner. Finds Waymire just outside the paint. Now to Bashirs, back to Cruz. And he loses the handle of the ball, and it's stolen by Alcorn, and back on the Lions. And back the other way, another three-pointer from Peyton Wright, and he has all six of the Lions' points. 6-3, Searcy leading it. 5:43 left in this opening quarter. Here's Benton across the timeline, throws over to Bashirs on the left wing. To Cruz in the corner, back to Bashirs, up top to Peters. Over on the right side goes to Benton, finds Cruz on the high post, up top to Bashirs. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. Rebound controlled by Benton, and he throws out to Bashirs, over to Cruz on the left wing. He's going to try a three-pointer, good! Luke Cruz with his first 3 points of the night, 6-all our score, 5:13 left in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Hicks on the left wing. He's back going into the lane for the three. He's good. I'm sorry, for the layup, but he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Freddie Hicks picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two against Searcy here in the first half. 5:08 left in the opening quarter. Matzelm gets the ball back as we're knotted up at 6-all. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Over to Bashir's on the left wing. Back up top to Benton. Thought about three. Now it kicks over to Peters in the right corner. He's going to dribble towards the lane. Now kicks up top to Benton. He's going to try for the three-pointer at the top. Good! But every one of our field goals for both teams has been from behind the arc in this game. Matzelm leading 9-6. Pierce Bright with another three-point attempt. This one will not go. He couldn't Benton looked like had the rebound for a moment, but couldn't handle it. Now ball goes over to Hicks. His three-pointer good. Freddie Hicks with his first 3 points on the left wing. We're tied up at 9-all with less than 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's Benton into the front court. Throws to Peters on the right side. Up top to Benton once again. Finds Waymire in the paint. Back up top to Benton, and he's going to try a long-distance three. No good. Rebound controlled by Alcorn, and back come the Lions. We're tied up at 9-all. Here is Ashutino going into the lane for a layup. He's going to be fouled, and it's going to be a two-shot opportunity, I believe, coming up for Searcy. David Waymire picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Bombers. With 4:05 left to play in the first quarter, it will be two shots for Scott Ashutino. First shot is up and in. So Searcy goes back on top, and second free throw will not go. Ashutino gets 1-2. He has 1 point. Searcy's up 10-9 as Matzelm gets the rebound. 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes to Cruz as Matzelm breaks his own press. Peters has it on the right side. Now he gives it to Bashir's. Gives up to Waymire. Now over to Peters on the right side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's going to be called. Oh, they're going to get Cruz with that foul. Wow. I thought he was in good position. There was nothing he could do about that one, but they're going to give Cruz with his first personal foul, team foul number two, here in the first half against the Bombers. So Searcy gets the ball back, leading by a point. Ball goes over to Alcorn on the right wing, up top to Ashutino. His three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound for Alcorn. He goes back up with it. It rolls around, does not go. This time, Waymire will control the board for the Bombers. Less than 3.5 minutes left to play in the opening period. 10-9 lead for Searcy. Benton into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws over to Bashir's on the left wing. Back up top to Benton. Finds Cruz in the lane. He's going in for the layup off the glass and in. Luke Cruz with 5 points, and Mountain Home retakes the lead. 11-10 our score. 3:08 left to play in the first quarter. Up top, another three-point attempt for Peyton Wright. Good. Peyton Wright now with 9 points. And a steal in the backcourt by Searcy. And, wow, a lazy pass by Hunter Bashir's. Malik Branch was in perfect position to steal that pass, go up for the layup attempt. He couldn't get it to go, but he draws a foul and heads to the free throw line. Talon Benton picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers. So two shots coming up for Malik Branch. First shot is up, good. There's 2:59 left to play in this opening quarter as Branch will have one more free throw. Second shot is up. Good. He gets both. He now has 2 points. 15-11. Searcy leading it. Here is Benton. Throws it into the front court to Peters. He has it on the right side. Now up top to Bashir's. Back to Peters. Peters will give it up top to Bashir's. Now Benton has it between the circles. 2-3 zone for Searcy. Bashir's has it on the left side. Finds Benton on the right. Cross court to Bashir's. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the wing. Good! Hunter Bashir's with his first 3 points. That cuts the Searcy lead to a point. 15-14 our score. Less than 2.5 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. Here's Ashutino with the ball. Finding Hicks in the paint for the easy layup. Off the glass and in. Freddie Hicks with 5 points. 17-14, Searcy leading it. 2:13 left in the opening quarter. Here's Bashir's to Benton. He gets it across the timeline. Now finds Cruz. His has the ball knocked away from him, but a foul is going to be called on Hicks. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number three on the reach in. 2:06 left to play in the first quarter. Waymire's going to check out of the game as he's replaced by Garrett Deechee, a 6'5 senior. And for Searcy, Cade Riggin is going to come in as Hicks will have to take a seat with his two fouls. Benton takes an inbound pass from Bashir's from the far sideline. Drills between the circles. Now kicks over to Peters on the right side to Cruz near the corner. Finds Dichi on the low block, and he loses his footing. Gets it to Peters, though, to avoid a turnover, and Peters goes up for the layup off the glass and in. Colton Peters with 5 points, 17-16. Mountain Home trails Searcy, 1:45 left in the first quarter. Ball goes to Alcorn. Now he's going down into the lane for the layup off the glass and good. Tristan Alcorn with his first 2 points of the night, 19-16, Searcy leading it. Little remain and a half left in the opening quarter. There's another zone press for Searcy. Here is Benton throwing into the front court to Bashir. Back up top to Benton. Over to Peters on the right side. Up top to Benton once again. Over to Bashir's on the left wing. Finds Dichi in the corner. Back to Bashir's. Now to Benton. He thought about three. Now goes cross court to Peters on the right wing. Finds Bashir's. Down to Cruz in the right corner. His three-pointer is up. No good. Rebound chased, and looks like a foul is going to be called. A rebound, a push foul on Luke Cruz. That is his second personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. Cruz is going to have to take a seat as he's replaced by Bailey Cresilius, a 6'2 junior. 1 minute left to play in this opening quarter. Searcy with the ball leading 19-16. Here's Branch into the front court, throws it to Ashutino. Up top to right, he's going to try another three-pointer. This one will not go. Long rebound controlled by Dichi. He throws to Benton quickly into the front court. Over to Bashir's on the left wing. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Cresilius. He goes back with it. His shot is blocked by Riggin, and Searcy comes up with the ball. 34 seconds. Here is Branch going back the other way. Almost lost handle of the ball. Now kicks out to Alcorn. He has the ball knocked away from him. Stolen by Mountain Home, and back come the Bombers. Here's Cresilius into the front court. Dribbles to the right wing. Finds Benton now near the top. 15 seconds left. Here is Peters finding Bashir's on the left side. And the corner goes to Dichi. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Garrett Dichi with his first 2 points of the night. 5 seconds left as Searcy has time to try one more shot. Throws it to right. He's going to try to get it to go. His shot was blocked by Dichi, and we have reached the end of the first quarter. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Searcy leading Mountain Home 19-18. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Drew.
Hello.
Drew thinks he has good oral care.
Yep, I'm a brusher twice a day.
But Drew's actually being a little oral careless.
Wait, what?
See, rinsing with ACT anti-cavity mouthwash helps you go beyond brushing.
How's that possible?
ACT mouthwash can reduce cavities up to 70% more than brushing alone.
Whoa, and I have a serious sweet tooth.